Blog Talk Radio. tomorrow. Oh, that's what's happening, baby. Come on, baby, walk around. But I love.
You're listening to Independent Music Showcase. I'm your host, John Darlington. How you doing? We're playing the best of 22. This should wrap it up. Tomorrow night is our big show where we will reveal and announce and present the winner of the 2022 Artist of the Year, Album of the Year. And it's pretty awesome. We've been doing this for several years now. And it's kind of the hardest thing that I do and the easiest thing that I do at the same time, because the hardest part is there's so much good music. The easy part is that there's so much good music, because it's like whoever I pick is going to be, you know, it's going to be worth it. And I can't pick anyone that, you know, I could think, oh, I don't know, because they're all that good. We've been playing this part one, part two, part three. Today we're wrapping up part four, and this is a lot of fun for me. We started off today's show with Chris Church, and I wish I could say I was sorry. Tony Valentino of the Standells with his version of Dirty Water. Big hit for that band. Back in a long time ago, Nick Frater with Buggin' Out. The Walker Brigade, we just heard with, well, we heard Walker Brigade, Fallout, then we heard Indeed with Don't Kill the Babe. Some awesome stuff. I'll play a couple more songs, then we'll come up and finish things out. This is Bhopal's Flowers with Summertime. you for listening to Independent Music Showcase, the best of 2022, part four. That was the Babblers with the Psychedelic Circus. Son of Dribble before that with Creepy, Faux Pas Flowers of Summertime, and Indeed But Don't Kill the Babe. We also heard from the Walker Brigade, Fallout, Nick Frater, Buggin' Out, Tony Valentino of the Standells with Dirty Water. Chris Church started off today's show with I Wish I Could Say I Was Sorry. All of these are just great albums that could be great artists, that could be the best of 2022, Artist of the Year, Album of the Year. We played three other full shows of music that is just amazing. And I am humbled and flattered to be able to play this music for people, because sometimes I'll be talking to folks and they'll think, well, I didn't know what kind of music you played until I listened to it. And I said, yeah, it's amazing. It needs to be on the air and on the radio. And it's kind of funny sometimes when you do hear it, you know, like we do. My wife will be and I will be driving around. Oh, I play that song. I know those guys. And it's like, oh, okay. How'd that happen? I really don't know, but I really appreciate it. And Independent Music Showcase is in its 14th year, and we really enjoy playing the music. We've got a lot of great stuff. I'm working on it right now, bringing new music to you. We'll start that next week, because tomorrow's show is the best, is the Artist of the Year show. So we'll start the show off, and we'll just announce the Artist of the Year and play the music from that person. See, I didn't say he or she. I didn't give it away. I try not to do that. So it'll be, it's a hard thing, like I said earlier, but it's really easy, because any of these artists could get it. Thank you so much for supporting independent music through the years. And we really couldn't do this without you. And it's nice to hear from you. So you go on my Facebook page and say hi, howdy. That's always cool. We're going out today with David Woodard with Stupid Kid. Everybody have a great day and love each other.
I was a stupid kid with a stupid dream that people would wanna hear me sing and play guitar like a rock star. Yeah, what a stupid thing to believe, 'cause the things I planned really work out in the end. I was a stupid kid. Song about a stupid girl that I was sure would change the world, but I was wrong, she never heard the song. Yeah, I guess I never found the nerve, 'cause the things I planned really work out in the end. When you're a stupid kid, just a stupid kid.